for heed of yours. Rejuvenate this iman, then you'll have nisbat like a king. You'll live like a king, that any need you got, you don't turn to any person. You don't go and bow down, you don't become zaleel. You don't go and humble yourself to anybody. Immediately you turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even if you use the means, you first ask. And then when a person says, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. Allahu Akbar. And then we bear testimony that Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala islam is the servant, the slave of Allah, and the messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. Look at our deen, our aqaid, how complete and how pure, and what beautiful words, final word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in this way, Hazrat says that Peygamber alayhi salatu wasalam ko khuda ka banda jane aur rasool usko pehchane aur maloom kare. Now you should understand, now you have come towards the end of salah, ke aise hi mazmoon ko zuban par lane aur dil mein yakeen karne se musalman. Hey, this tawheed now with your body. There you just had your soul, you couldn't display and you couldn't appreciate the reality of the tawheed. Now to appreciate it, to develop it and to show it out. So the subject matter now with your namaz, you start with the subject matter. That before namaz also, inni wajatu, that's a sunnah dua you can read before you start your namaz. Inni wajatu, this is the subject matter that's to develop in our heart with this reality of salah. So when a person says this, that now he has turned totally to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or under namaz ke bhi yeh mazmoon bahut hai. And in namaz also, we see this subject matter is taught over and over in namaz. From the beginning in your sana, subhanakallah, ilaha illallah. To clear everything out from the heart, the dirt settles. We have to go to the bazaar, we have to go to the shops, we have to meet our family. But all this we'll do, this bakar dil bayan. We'll be busy with our work, but Allah Ta'ala will be in our heart. You talking to your family, you enjoy, love it, talking lovingly, making jokes, but who gave me this family? Who gave me this work I got? Then you sat in his court, you explained to him all, and you had a close conversation. He even gave you dawah, food, everything. But at the end, an intelligent person is that person who doesn't forget his maqsad, his object, that I came for this. Please don't forget this work of mine. So we also, we came in the court of Allah. Allah gave us this royal invitation. After that you should recite durood upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We should show our allegiance to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Who has given us this great honor? Who has brought this great gift for us? Without Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the whole world shouldn't have come into existence. So we are totally indebted to our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And what value Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam brought for us, Allahu Akbar.
For anything or for any good cause, or any we are serving any good cause, it is only the fazl of Allah, and we must be thankful to Allah. If Allah is using us for any work of deen, we must realize, Allah, could you have used anyone else in my place also? And that person can do much more better work than me. It is only Allah's fazl, and we must be sharif. So in answer to that, Allah Ta'ala says, وَلِلَّهِ الْعِزَّةُ وَلِرَسُولِهِ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Aur zor to Allah ka hai, aur uske rasool ka, aur iman walo ka. And the true power is only with Allah Ta'ala. And those who support the cause of Allah, and the greatest of them, Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who are sincere to Allah and obey Him, if not today, tomorrow. Allah knows His wisdom, but He will give them the upper hand. So even today, the conditions of the Muslims in the world, if we come back to our Islam, the original Islam, we live by that, Allah will give the power and honor to the Muslims immediately. There won't be any delay or thing. And then Allah's help comes on that. Allah's help just does not come on outward knowledge only. It comes with that conviction in the heart and the true loyalty and service to deen and Islam. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا
إِذَرْ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ عَنِ النَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ قَالَ حضرت أبو ذر رضي الله تعالى times. For three types of people, four types of punishment, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam repeated his words three times. قَالَ أَبُو ذَرْ خَابُوا وَخَسِرُوا مَنْ هُمْ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. The narrator of the hadith, Hazrat Abu Zar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, said, these people are in total loss.
True in their iman, and they believe in the hereafter, they never befriend those who are the enemies of Islam, even though they might be their fathers or their sons or their brothers or their family members. If they are not in Islam, then they, although they might be family members, they have ties of kinship, but they never have that wealth which the Muslims get from the kuffar through a truce or through without fighting, without actual warfare. The zakat was now in that category, and the rules and regulation of this mal, of this wealth, which is called mal al-faith, has been mentioned here, that the distribution of it has been left to the discretion of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, etc., who are in need. So this is a great philosophy which Islam advocates, that money must not remain tied up in the hands of a few people. That is why one of the wisdoms of the laws of inheritance also, that when a person passes away, Allah Ta'ala himself has stipulated where that wealth must go. It mustn't now go to one or two individuals of the family, a binding authority in Shariat. Similarly, the hadith is also a binding authority of Shariat. Those who refuse to accept this, they have to check their iman, because this verse clearly outlines that what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives you and tells you to do, then do it. And what he prohibits you from, then stay away from it. He will be enshrouded in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also, if he passes away, he will pass away as a martyr. If he recites it in the evening, the same will apply, and he will benefits will apply till the morning. So morning and evening, we should do this. Recite three times, A'udhu Billahi Sameel Ali Minash Shaitanir Rajeem, and these three verses. The next surah mentions the incident of Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam, who, for the sake of the deen of, for the sake of Allah Ta'ala, and for the deen of, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he had to break off relationship with his family, and even his own father, all of them who were involved deeply in the evil of idol worshipping, so that in some resolve to do, which you don't do. Normally this verse is quoted, and the ulama explain it is actually being quoted out of context, that if you are not practicing on anything of deen, you are not allowed to preach that thing to others. This is a misconception which is incorrect. Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, he was Hakimul Ummah. In a small short sentence, he has this ayat, as mentioned in the books of tafsir, is that some mu'mineen, they started claiming that if we had this, or if we had wealth, we would also have did this, or if we had this, they started making different type of claims. Allah Ta'ala says, don't make those claims. Where you yourself, you don't have that firm resolve to do what you are claiming. It is not desirable to do munurihi. Allah will bring his nur and light to completion, even though the kuffar, they detest it. And then Allah Ta'ala also gives the glad tidings, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make this deen a haqq, this true deen, dominant and overpowering over all other deens. That occasion was already seen. The last verse of the surah, Allah Ta'ala mentions that become Ansarullah, become the helpers of Allah Ta'ala. What need does Allah Ta'ala have? No, it means that help in the propagation of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In whichever way a person now, he can assist the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, propagating it, in whichever practicing it or propagating it. If not, then this example will be befitting for such type of people and of Ahlul Ilm, who are given knowledge, but they are not fulfilling the rights of it. The last rukum and then mentions the injunction of the Salat of Jumu'ah. When the Adhan is called out, then hasten towards the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the next surah also Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّمَا أَمْوَالُكُمْ وَأَوْلَادُكُمْ fitnah. Your wealth and your children are a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for you. It mustn't be that for the sake of accumulating more wealth and for the sake of one's children, a person transgresses the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and gets involved in haram. These things should, a person should be a Madani surah. Here the name also suggests that Allah Ta'ala mentions here many rules and injunctions concerning the marital home, particularly concerning the talaq, some rules and injunctions concerning that, and also some rules concerning the iddat, which is the waiting period which a woman has to now pass break that oath. And Allah Ta'ala has made it compulsory for you that now you make halal that which Allah Ta'ala has also made halal. And then the incident also mentioned Allah Ta'ala, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told some of his wives not to disclose that secret to the others, but they revealed their kufr despite being the wives of the Nabis of the time. From this the lesson that just to be associated with somebody who is pious, but you yourself take on the road of some other, the wrong road, then this is, doesn't mean now that you will definitely get salvation. A person, definitely the company of the pious, whatever it is, has...
ولم يرفع لأحد يومئذ عمل أفضل من عمله إلا من قال مثل قوله أو زاد. حضرت أبو الدرداء رضي الله تعالى عنه سے مروی ہے کہ نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے ارشاد فرمایا کہ جو شخص 100 مرتبہ لا إله.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. واللائي يئسن من المحيض من نسائكم إن ارتبتم فعدتهن 3 أشهر واللائي لم يحض. In the previous ayahs also Allah explained about the Islam. Islam is not like divorce in the other nations where the person just divorces because of anger and hatred, etc. Islam wants every avenue to be exhausted first before you can think of divorce. And then talaq also is given when she is spark and you did not have relationships with her. And then again, but in irtabtum fa'iddatuhunna 3 ashhur. Agar tumko shubha reh gaya to unki iddat hai 3 mahine. Now because they're not getting the menstrual, their iddat period was 3 menstruation periods, but they are not getting their menstruations. So because of that now calculate it as 3 months. So that Islam has taught also this matter also. But the accepted view is until she delivers her baby is her iddat period. So all these aspects are described in detail because of their great, great importance. And very sadly, we pay very little attention to this. Today many women don't sit for the iddat also and don't observe the ignorance. I will make things easy for you. And everything is only in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, I know one ayat in the Quran. If the people practice upon this, all their matters will become easy. And those were the same ayats here, that وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. Of Allah who has revealed it on you. Allah is your creator, your maker, and He has given instructions of how you must be used. If you will use yourself according to that, you will get Allah's guarantee of a happy life in this world also and the akhirat also. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ. Again it comes back. Then this laws of iddat must be applied properly, and Allah has made great promises on that. And in all other matters where we have to fear Allah and not break His laws, Allah has promised great openings for a person. May Allah bless us with this reality and make it common in the whole Muslim ummah. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا. Kusaf Maqdoor hai, and it is we who have created the heavens and the skies, and with our own hands, that is, with Allah's own qudrat and His own power. And He is the one who has got the full power to do it. For us just to put up this the slab on the or this roof of this masjid, we need the 4 walls straight. Allah who has done everything for us, all He wants from us that we must believe in Him and we must be obedient to Him. So He, and how many clear signs for this He has given. So the have the skies one. Wal arda farashnaha fa ni'mal mahidun. Aur zameen ko bichhaya humne, so kya khoob bichhana. Necessities in this land. Wa min kulli shay'in khalaqna zawjayn la'allakum tadhakkarun. Aur har cheez ke banaye humne jore taaki tum dhyan karo. And we have made everything in pairs so that you could ponder and meditate how Allah has made man and woman day and night in Him, and we must be obedient to Him. That is all what Allah wants for us. He has put us in this world not for the world's sake, but He has put us in this world so that we believe in Him and we be obedient to Him. So run towards Him and be obedient to Him. Inni lakum minhu nadhirum mubin. May tumko كَذَلِكَ مَا أَتَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ مِنْ رَسُولٍ إِلَّا قَالُوا سَاحِرٌ أَوْ مَجْنُونَ. إِلَّا قَالُوا سَاحِرٌ أَوْ مَجْنُونَ. اسی طرح ان سے پہلے لوگوں کے پاس جو رسول آیا اس کو یہی کہا
ke jadu ghar hai ye yaad. It was in the time of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and it is still today also. Atawa sawbi kya yahi wasiyat kar mare hai ek dusre ko. Is it that they told one another, that one nation told the others, when your Rasul come, you must tell him that. When your people, your ulama tell you what is right, then you must tell them, did they make wasiyat? Now you don't have to kill yourself. لَعَلَّكَ بَاقِعٌ نَفْسَكَ. That you want to kill yourself because people are not bringing iman. They are not listening. No, that is not necessary. You have done your duty, you carry on doing your duty, and it is up to people to accept or whether they don't want to accept. So in these ayat, Allah Ta'ala
Ramzan, Tarawih, and what evil thoughts we have. And when we're going to sleep at night, before we sleep, we go to sleep with filthy, dirty thoughts. And what has to come in that condition? Who of us sleeps with pure, clean, making tawbah at night? Who? We don't read kalima also. No mothers today tell the children, read kalima before sleeping. When they will be at, you won't go to nightclubs. You won't go to escort agencies. Bring escort agency in his house. Bring nightclub, bring gambling in his house. And we watch him all this. And we go there for fajr. Nice, mashallah, buzuk, big beard, topi, kurta. And mashallah, we are very buzuk. But inside, bigger shaitan is. And our outside is enjoyment, outside glitter and glamour. And of this dunya. The dunya is an artificial flower, not a real flower. Like one of our friends, Muftisa from Trinidad, was with us. And that is also, he came all the way from Trinidad. There was some contact before that. And why he came? Because his six children, he wanted to have proper Islamic education.
So rahmat and barakata proper mukhla.
Is manazar gave bahut ka chika macharwa char hamne tukni lene nanaz ni mafal fal Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala manajuj rahmat naz.
Ane aapne koi gunah ma mubtala ho, ek galat kaam kari rahe la ho, na yaad kare jaim amri aur yaad kari rahe la che to Allah apune ina katta hara majma ma yaad kare
roz chaka matni group na kare Rotaka Chika Macharu Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala Macharu Am Group Chara Chara Mium Bun Bunyutan.
And it is Hadith Sharif Ma'awich, Ki Allah Ta'ala, Masjid Nunam,
Nurul Islam.
Amre Jeche, the Mu Yaqeen Karo, Huzur Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam Farmanche, Ke Farishta Unya, Aizikarni Majlisi Lokne Malike, Nabija Farishta Niki, Nurul Islam, Majangani Masjid Ma'awijao. યા જે આપણે હંડા હોદી રહેલા છે આખી દુનિયામાં ઝિકરની મજલિસ તે યા થઈ રહી છે
આમ
ફતે સવાલ કરે ઇકરામ અલ્લાહુ કે આ લોકો જે ઝિકરમાં બેઠેલા છે એ લોકોનો ઇકરામ લોકોને બતાવવા માટે કે કેવું કેવા મોટા અમલમાં બેઠેલા છે
યુ કરે છે ને અવલ ફમનો આશા કરનું છે ને યુ મિસી કરે છે ને ઇકરામ મનુ કરે છે ને એમને અલ્લાહ સુબાન તઆલા જાન બ્રહ્મા ઉલરો પછી Ambun Bunyuka, the Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, Mame Faver Ambun Bunyu, Tum Susan, the Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, Mantan Injauta and Tadiavundo, Rosan Mano Fangatana, Mfarufana, Amni Afbezan, Muveronaita Afbe, Muveronaita Jahannam, Malaykaram Tanarochinaita, Rotakaram Naita,
Alakida, Bofarista, Teyoke, I in Sanjiche, Dunya Majane, Fasad Kare, Kuniche, Kun Kare. But the way he looked at you, Kareshki, to Allah, no zikr ma bethe da cha.
Sultana ni fa Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala na na mutatani sa mutawin bil. Ar malayka misin na na kana Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ma mutawin bil. Am futana khanifa, chere uvire to mana na asa, mana na responsable, maar be kara zanmi, maar be zani am buntan. Nifa ni am futana niyo, am futana fisa irana na utan zan, bula machar Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fa na zan reo. Kazai karena nai, zai cuma nana asa, zai ma fa Allah Subhanahu Taala nambutan nai mana zikar, kita mana zikar ro, ma kita mana zawatan mahar betina.
Wazakarahum Allah fi man عنده. Ani ej Allah Taala bi, ma farishtauna sami mukarrab malaikatul mukarrabin. Ni Rasuloni arwana sami Allah bi aibadi fakhar kari jo marabanda.
Allah Subhanahu Taala izin bera. Matunga layer ni manzan miyakatam ni hozan.
Wa ghashiyatumur rahma. Ane rahmat ilokne tam ij. Rahmat ho, abe majlis, zikarni majlis te Allah Ta'ala, اللہ نے عبادت نے توفیق دی ہے, توفیق آنے پچی جارے آپ نے اللہ نے عبادت کرے اللہ خوش تھی جائے تو اللہ آپ
حدیث شریف اللہ سبحانہ وتعالی تنتارا صروف زاو فطر فجر اور فطر اثر تنی
تو جاری تھوڑی وار اللہ نے یاد کی دو اللہ پوتے فرماوے قومو ہوے بس ہوے تمو چالا جاؤ بیجا تمہارا کامو جوو
نوی مفہن کی چکا منو کرا سن گریانی جان دے نا داد چکا یو نایی چکا دریک کرو جان مندی رکوے ہاں مستوطا پریپاری جان منہ نام سکاف اوٹا جان کو اللہ سبحانہ تعالیٰ جان جاؤ نو اچھا روح نرو فلون ہم فتن یا نرو مچاروا ہم نکائی اپریسی سن نرو مازمانو آسن نرو تنی
پن اللہ فرماوے ہم قوم لا یشقا بہم جلیسوہم کہ یہ آئے ایوا مبارک لوگوں سے جو ذکر میں بیٹھا کہ جی بھی یہ لوگ نے جوئے یہ لوگ نے ہاتھے بہ ہے یہ لوگ نے ہاتھے سلام کرے انہوں کام بھی وہ بنا ہوئی ہے
افتنا نیو فرما اللہ سبحانہ وتعالی مگتی اچھ کا بیمی افتنا چیف پناہو لے ذکر فن
اچھا حافظ and that not only in the Darul Uloom or in the madrasa days but in holidays also at home also with our parents also, with our friends also. We should live in that way. And if we do that tahajjud, by the barakat of that, Allah will bless us with this. And that tahajjud is very easy for everyone. May I
أم تقولون إن إبراهيم وإسماعيل وإسحاق ويعقوب والأسباط كانوا هودا أو نصارى قل أأنتم أعلم أم الله ومن أظلم ممن كتم شهادة عنده من الله وما الله بغافل من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم أولئك هم المفلحون صدق الله العظيم
You finish Alim also.
The mistakes you make is what Ali, you apply meaning more. And by meanings then you make mistakes also many times.
نسينا وعلمنا منه ما جهلنا وارزقنا تلاوته آناء الليل وآناء النهار واجعله لنا حجة يا رب العالمين اللهم اجعل القرآن ربيع قلوبنا ونور أبصارنا لا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم اللهم لا تجعلنا بدعائك شقيا وكلنا رؤوفا رحيما يا خير المسؤولين ويا خير المعطين اللهم اجعل اجتماعنا هذا اجتماعا مرحوما وتفرق في حقوق الدنيا يا الله ان ہمارے مساجد کے ساتھ ہمارے دار العلوم کو وجود عطا فرما جہاں قال اللہ قال رسول کی صدائے گونجتی ہو علماء حق ربانیین پیدا ہو اور پوری دنیا میں اے اللہ دین کا کام کرتے ہو اے اللہ تمام دین علم پڑھا ہم سب کو پوری امت کو معاف فرما دیجئے اور پورا اسلام کو پوری دنیا میں اے اللہ زندہ فرما اسلام مسلمانوں کو غالب فرما اور قیامت اسلام مسلمانوں کو غالب فرما دیجئے ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا
Of course, for evil intentions that we all understand and we know, to be alone with a woman is totally haram. But even without evil intentions, just to be alone, because as it comes, then the minute a man and woman are alone together, the third is shaitan, and he instigates them and he makes them cause to do evil. Should not be alone together, because the third is shaitan, and shaitan instigates evil there. قال الله تعالى الله تعالى سيد وإذا سألتموهن متاعا فسألوهن من وراء حجاب that when you ask them for anything, that is, if you go to somebody's house and you need something, that is, like for some work, and there are only women there, and the woman, for example, tells you, come in, and you go in or without any bad intention or anything, just that while she's waiting or getting some work of yours done, getting your parcel or something, and you are waiting, you are man and woman alone there, if a stranger goes to any woman's house, then everyone will understand, no, there's something wrong here. Well, how can this person be going? But the husband's brother, for example, goes, he says family, it doesn't matter, he's just family member, for example. The father-in-law is gone, doesn't matter. So in that case, there are more chances of harm and because the intermingling of the family members. And you thought all the time it's your son, but it came out to be your brother's son. So therefore it is more dangerous than death also. That just as death destroys love, this free intermingling and without any restriction can cause death also. The woman, except when her mahram is worth, and that is a great, great deterrent. Her father is worth, her husband is worth, her son is worth, her brother is worth, then that is a great deterrent. But if only a man and woman are together, even without bad intentions, it can cause great harm. Who's gone out in the path of Allah and he's gone out for the sake of deen, to bring deen in his life, to bring deen in the life of the people, and he's making a great effort to uphold Islam and to do great work for Islam, and now his wife is vulnerable, she is alone at home, and if a person now has a great amanat that the husband is gone for the work of deen, whatever, to study in God in Jamaat, for whatever work, for Umrah, for Hajj, and now she is alone and you took advantage, therefore the person who is going to honor Islam, you dishonored his family. This is one of the greatest sins, etc. The parda is not observed, and this is also a faraz to observe this parda. May Allah let us understand the whole of deen and bring the whole of deen into our lives. Wa akhiru da'wana. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Yusuf alayhi salam, which is known as ijtiba. Ijtiba is that Allah Ta'ala draws a person to himself. Like a magnet pulls other iron towards it, Allah draws a person to him. And this is what we have to continuously make dua also from Allah Ta'ala. That Allah, oh Allah, pull us towards you. And to phenka gaya hetha, chatyal maidan mein ilzam khakar. You should have been thrown out of the stomach of the fish on some barren land, and there you should just have got destroyed. Nothing should have been left of you. You should have died there, and nothing should have been left of you. So when difficult, he should read them there. Fajtabahu rabbuh, fir nawaza usko uske rabne. So Allah Ta'ala, he, when he turned in sincerity and he read this dua with real from his heart, Allah Ta'ala made ijtiba. Allah pulled him towards him and Allah faj'alahu min as-salihin. Fir kard accept Islam. And as he was giving the non-believers of Makkah, they hated the Quran Sharif through and through because it went totally against their grain of idol worship. It condemned in the most strongest terms the idol worship, and it showed what a ridiculous thing idol, and we forget the matter. But for Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, in his high position of Nabuwat, and he had to convey the message, it was not allowed. According to some Mufassireen, that the way they look at you was the nazar they make. There are people who make this nazar, who cast evil spells over people.
Dar didil ho, dar didil. Ghair se bilkul hi uth jaye nazar. Tu hi tu aaye nazar dekho jidar. La ilaha illallah. Muhammadur Rasulullah. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. No.
Person, it will save him from that also. So Allah Ta'ala says, لَمَّا سَمِعُوا الذِّكْرَ. Whenever they hear the dhikr of the Qur'an, they hear the talks of Qur'an, then they want to cast this evil spells over you. And they want to look at you, what poison eyes, and they want to make
you. La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Flame, lamp or anything, an open fire, as many people unfortunately still have to do, who live in shacks, etc. In winter, they leave an open fire, bawla, etc. Or you leave an open flame lamp over on at night. This can be very dangerous. So this we are discouraged to carry. No such fear, there may be left on. But that also we should see that, for example, the stove plate we should be careful about. It should not be left on. That can also cause a fire when it overheats. Anything like that. In short, we should check everything in the house before going to sleep.
La ilaha illallah. 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi.
We read, especially during the winter season, not only one shack that catches onto fire, but how many shacks catch onto fire? And that was all because a paraffin stove was left unattended, or an open fire, bawla, was left unattended, just with the children, etc. And then this, we don't close it properly. In many cases, we don't train our children, and water keeps on dropping all the time, because we never close the tap properly. وَأَغْلِقُ الْأَبْوَابَ. And see that you lock the doors. This is also very surprising, but we find many cases that the doors are not even locked. Inshallah, then no crooks or anything will be able to enter. وَلَا يَكْشِفُ إِنَاءً. And he will not be able to open a utensil. And that is, when utensils are left open, then insects can get in, etc. فَإِنْ لَمْ يَجِدْ أَحَدُكُمْ. The guidelines mentioned in this hadith explain how advisable it is to see to these matters also before going to sleep. Somebody in the house, usually it's the mother, but somebody in the house should check the whole house to see all taps are closed, all lights are switched off, all doors are lit. We are generally still very negligent. Even when we eat, we forget to say Bismillah. Bismillah is not enough. Whatever we do, we step into our house, we should say Bismillah. Step out of the house, we should say Bismillah. Bismillah is a great, great protection and a source of great barakat, etc.
کہ رات کو میرے لیے بستر کا انتظام کر دیا, میں اس پر سو گیا. رات کو میری آنکھ کھلی اور آنکھ کھلنے کے بعد میں نے دیکھا کوئی لاٹھی لیے ہوئے کھڑے ہوئے ہیں ایک طرف. اب میں نے جو غور سے دیکھا وہ تو خود حضرت رائے پوری ہیں. میں کھڑا ہوا اور میں نے کہا کہ حضرت کیا بات ہے, خیریت کیا ہے؟ چونکہ دار کی طرح کہ کوئی آنکھ میں ادھر کو نہ گزر جائے اور حضرت کے لیند میں خلل نہ آ جائے. یہ ہے حب جاہ کا سر قلم پایا. ہمارے ان تمام حضرات کا یہی حال تھا. اور پھر اللہ تعالیٰ نے ان حضرات سے کتنا اونچا کام لیا. حضرت مولانا رشید احمد صاحب گنگوہی رحمتہ اللہ علیہ, اگر تنہا ان کے
نبی. سو وی شوڈ ٹرائی اینڈ سی ہاؤ مچ وی کین انکریز آور درود آن جمعہ. درود شریف, صلوات, وی شوڈ ریڈ آن اے ڈیلی بیسس. اسٹوڈنٹس آر انکریجڈ ٹو ریڈ آفٹر فجر ایٹ لیسٹ 10 ٹائمس. But that also we should see how many of us are just sleeping or we don't pay any attention, and whether we are reading thought of it and he send it so that you can write Durood Sharif in there. And what else we can also do is, for example, make a note in that book that when I die, then somebody in whoever is my inheritors or somebody must keep this book safely also. Because as long as it's going to be safely kept, the money kept, if you read this durood and it's written, they're going to be making dua for you also. So it's a wonderful way of accumulating great, great sawab for the akhirat. As students also, we've got all our kitabs, just keep this one book with. And on a daily basis, even just one durood we write. And every day from there, start writing one durood even. And then carry on with it, every day we write. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give us all tawfiq for all goodness. And what we learn, also Allah give us tawfiq to share it with our brothers. And also many times it happens that a person himself perhaps be left, but you... So what I wanted to speak about is about israf, wastage. And we know that the ummah as a whole, and even individually, we are having problems in our lives. And today everyone is worried. Today how many people say it is like the tasbih, the string has broken. And the great thing, we have been given the great honor of reading durood on the greatest of mankind. The greatest after the creation, after the greatest after Allah tabaruk wa ta'ala, the greatest in Allah's creation. What a great ni'mat. Then material things also, we are given good health, our eyes are in order, how we will learn. Then we will learn the matters of deen, and we will be conscious about our all our deeni matters. So as far as israf and wastage is concerned, just a few points in this ayat-e-kareema itself. Allah Ta'ala gives permission, command, kulu, washrabu, eat and drink. It's a command of Allah. We won't be that we don't eat. We are on the other extreme, unfortunately. Most of us, we are on the other extreme, that we are eating too much. So that is what one of the masalas of the eight also is to overeat. To eat too much. Allah has given permission. There is ibahat. There is permissibility. And he went for 9 months. He just stayed in the jungle. And what did he take with him for food? He counted out chana. Chickpeas. Chana? Chickpeas. All of us must be knowing what chana is. Small, small little chana. Just to eat 3 a day. For 7 months, just 3, the chickpeas for a day. The buzurgs of the past, they manage this mujahada. We won't be able to manage it. We'll destroy ourselves. So we have to eat how much is necessary. So Hazrat Maulana Shah Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali explained that in Alb before it was told that eat 1/3 of your stomach full. 1/3 leave it for water. That was the time when they should have 1 meal a day. We can't manage that. We have, 3 meals, no problem. But this all the time something in our mouth. Hey, as it is a famous thing that we go traveling also, wherever you put your hand in the car, there is some food there. You put it here, there are some burgers here, there are some sandwiches here, there is something there. So how much is necessary, but we should not overeat. That indulgence in food and the time that is spent, ulama of our times also discourage it very much. Today, anything we discuss, where other people, the first priority on the agenda list will be security. Ours, perhaps, the first thing is food. Leaves it like that. And then it is just thrown away. So these are all things that we should take cognizance of. Keep it in mind. It's extremely important. We see in Madinatul Munawwara, especially Makkah Sharif also, where the dasturkhan is laid out for iftari, and to nowadays, alhamdulillah, almost on a daily basis, people are keeping Umar Hussain, who is the Khalifa of Hazrat Maulana Thanwi Rahmatullah Alayh. After they ate, so Mufti Sahib asked, he was a young person still that time, perhaps but even a student, that should I throw away all the leftovers? So he asked, do you know how to throw it away, how to dispose of it? So he says, what, do you even have to learn how to throw away things? He said, yes, you just thrown away. In the dustbin, just thrown on the ground. The place is so dirty. It's unbelievable the amount of wastage. And that's not only here in the madrasa or here in South Africa, but unfortunately it's a worldwide thing. The amount of wastage. In fact, laws are made. For example, for hotels, in the aeroplanes, the ones that also. And then how all the food is displayed, the stage is made up in our madrasa jalsas. The stage is made up, etc. And then the food that is served and the wastage that takes place there. In the name of Hifz Khatam Jalsas or other Jalsas also, the hours that we increase it for you. So time also, we waste a lot of time and it has become common with us. We see no barakat in time. And you see, I've done nothing, but my day is gone. My morning is gone. My afternoon is gone. I hardly did anything.